In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast. And your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Good be hoping it would have shipped me. This is your boy N.O.R.E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs motherfucking Yappy Hour.
Make some noise!
Okay, now. We usually don't interview new artists.
We definitely don't interview too many new
artists. But today is a special moment because he got one of the illest records that's out right now. And that I fucking personally, because I used to count crack.
Crack.
This nigga's just out here counting crack.
Crack.
So make some noise for Murder Count, goddammit.
Enough of counting crack.
Yeah.
I love counting crack.
I love counting crack.
Yo, I'm the only nigga still out here with crack. You know what I'm saying? Niggas yeah. doing pills and all that.
You bringing back
and weed. Exactly. And weed. They ain't counting crack.
Yeah.
Are you smoking crack?
Yeah.
Hello, something?
No. Because that make you different if you out there actually smoking crack.
Yeah, and we might.
You gotta taste it.
Yeah. You know, we ain't gonna talk about it, but you know, I count it. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't. Now, the first thing, because, you know, we seen the video, we heard the record, but the first thing I noticed about Murder Count is you got little Yachty braids.
No. Yachty got this shit from me. I'm Harlem, baby. You know how I do.
Oh, I forgot.
Them niggas got this shit from me.
How far back your braids go?
I'm in 88 with these.
88? And how old are you?
Yeah, I almost don't hear my name. I ain't telling. Yo, shut up. I get this whole lighter shit.
You need a light? Okay. Murder Count. Murder Count smoking?
You got that smoke check? You got that smoke check?
Can we know? Some people be faking, they be fake buffing, fake drinking.
Nah, we do.
So let's take a shot with Murder Count.
Yeah, let's do it. We gotta get into this, man.
Yeah, let's take.
I need a lot of shots for this.
Let's see this, because I just landed from Turks and Caicos just to come and hang out with Murder Count.
You can't even fuck with me, John.
I came with you. I don't fuck with no my friend, new generation. Just you.
My man.
Just you.
My man, I'll fuck
you
with
you. Shot there or you
yeah. need? I'm good with the lean.
You good with the lean? Yeah.
All right.
Just in case. They give you a shot there. You ready, Ian?
Yeah.
Goddamn. Oh, God. Hey!
We out here. And then we gonna talk that shit too.
Ah, Murder Count, let's do it.
So Murder Count, you know, I'm from Left Rack City, which is 20 minutes away from Harlem.
Right.
So you from 125th and where?
125th and St. Nick, over between St. Nick and Lenox, huh?
I don't think that makes sense.
Nah, don't worry about it. You know, okay. It's all good. It's all good.
Wait, why didn't it make sense? It don't add up?
I'm not sure. But let's let it ride.
We mix with the fire hydrant.
Have you ever been to Branson?
Yeah, that's my man with the pack.
With the pack?
Yeah, he had the pack.
What street? You remember what street?
When, you know, I was a shorty when Branson was doing what he was doing. But, I don't want to talk about it, like, because, you know, we got Snitchy Mouse over there. He don't know. Yeah. He the police, son. So we don't want to talk too crazy. Damn. But I know what you're talking about.
We don't really have the police drink chaps.
Yeah, the police never had drink chaps.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why he roll up in this motherfucker.
So How about the Harlem's famous fish? You remember where Harlem's famous fish was at?
You know, I've been on this shit for a while, so I kind of remember. I was locked up for a long time, so the fish wasn't really what it was supposed to be then.
Murder Count, I like you a lot, but I know. Gotta be honest with you.
He likes you a lot.
Yeah. I gotta be honest
with you. That's how you got here.
You're not connecting the dots right now, man.
Nah,
Famous Fist is on 145th Street.
Right. That's for the uptown. I'm on
right down the street next to the.
I'm 125th.
You should have told me that.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, what you from Left Rack.
I'm from Left Rack, Queens. Queens.
I know what go on in Harlem. You know what going on in Queens.
I know what go on in Harlem. Let me just tell you that too. All right, cool. So we'll give you another question, and then we come.
Yo, is this a like fucking pop quiz in the morning?
We gotta find out about your history.
Yeah, you gangster Jeopardy.
Okay, so let's stick with the record for now.
Okay,
Murder Count.
Counting crack.
That's my shit. Counting crack. How did you come up with that? Was you counting crack?
I was like Monday B. I was just sitting there. One, two, three, crack, 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 crack. And I'm like,
you were counting your bars with crack.
No, I was counting crack.
With bars?
I was crack, 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 crack. See, I don't even see how I got that new freestyle shit. I don't even use words. I just be crack, 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 crack. That's it right there. Crack, 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 love. Crack, crack.
Oh, he said count crackers. I ain't beat that.
Yeah, he's got to
crack. That's that crack shit right there. We be counting crack. Counting crack in the street. Counting crack.
Right up your alley, Lord.
Counting crack in the street. Counting crack. Woo! Counting crack on the moon.
I think he's going to stand up, man. Come on. He's counting crack.
That's that real
this nigga
shit.
Better than Pooty Tank.
Nigga, that's it. I appreciate you, my dude. That's my real shit. That's my shit. That straight Harlem shit right there.
Yeah.
On some big vamp shit. Vampire gang shit.
I can't lie. It remind me of Pootie Tang so much. You ever heard of Pootie Tang?
Nah, I don't know Pootie Tang. I don't fuck with that shit. Now I'm a real Harlem nigga. If it ain't from Harlem, I don't know about it.
He mentioned Big Vamp. So what's the history with Big Vamp?
You know. I don't mean nothing. You know, he do what he do, I do what I do. And there ain't no really comparison. You know, I'm from a different part of Harlem.
All right, so let me just say something. Every interview we do on Drink Champs, I go to Twitter because Twitter's the most negative place in the atmosphere, right?
Right.
And I ask, this is who we doing.
Right.
As soon as I said murder count, they said, he took Big Vamp whole shit.
Yeah.
He said, you C4 Augusto. You C4 Augusto.
Who the fuck, who said that shit, B? Pull him up here right now. Get him off the internet. I'll fuck him up right now. Fuck Twitter. Ooh. Fuck all them niggas on there.
I mean, there's a couple cats here that said it too.
Yo, you don't want no smoke. I'm real Harlem. Call Big Vamp. Call whoever. Tell them they know what it is. I'm the real, he vampire. He a vamp. I'm a count. It's different shit. I'm Count Crackula. He a vamp. What the fuck? That's two completely different shits, B.
Count Crackula.
Are you mad that I agree with him?
That's terrible, man.
Yo, kid, I'm feeling like you don't like me, son. This my man.
I don't know what we're doing here right now.
My man, I'm feeling real. I'm looking at you sideways.
This is our biggest disagreement, man. Yeah. I feel you. He don't.
This my man.
If we want a little newer, we could have had Kendrick, we could have J. Cole, Denzel Curry.
My man, I'm
no disrespect, man.
Counting
crack.
You mad disrespectful right now, B. You over there looking like Santa Claus.
You should respect the white. Come on.
I respect
you make the crack.
I'm gonna put out a Christmas album, put you on the cover.
I'm in
the cover.
We do something positive for the kids.
Yeah, we gonna do it. DJ Santa Claus.
So, what is the follow-up? Because listen, man, one thing about having a smash hit is the follow-up.
Yeah.
You count crack. What are you counting next? Meth?
Nah, I'm gonna keep it crack.
Crack again?
Yeah, I'm gonna do what my man EWFDLC over here said. I'm gonna make sure I gave him some extra letters. I just had to make sure I got all.
You know where everybody is.
EDGFNEOWMNOP. But I think y'all, when the last time you heard a Christmas album about crack?
Never.
Yo, selling white. Why this a white Christmas?
No, you're not. That's the old
white. How go?
Same Christmas. Selling white, featuring Nori. White Christmas.
You jumping on that record?
I don't know, man. I'm gonna support the record.
Drake Champs Army will disown you, man.
I'm gonna support the record, though. I'm being honest. Nah. This is my personal. I like this shit.
It's that young. This that new shit, man.
Yeah.
I'm on the old school shit.
Let's be clear. I don't relate to it.
Yeah, you do.
I like it because they out of control. He out of control.
We count crack.
We count crack.
Oh, wait, but don't you come up from like a church background? Like, how did you get to this?
Yo, who told you that, bitch? Why you a man? Whose man is this, bitch? Fuck out of here.
Man, he was raised in the church.
Think about it. We all come from the church. But you come
real,
from the church?
Real talk.
We all come from the church.
Yeah, clap that shit. Do a Nori clap.
Yeah, yeah, clap. We all come from the church. That's some way shit.
Man, yo, snitchy mouse. This here, man. So the only nigga in here with a mask on. Look at that shit. That's
so you roll with a nigga named Snitchy Mouse?
Nah, he
came with you.
He only reason why, the fucking up. I was upstate. They said I gotta go with him. I got the ankle shit. He gotta come where I go. Snitchy Mouse roll with me. He don't want no problem. I just put a couple bitches on him. He be alright. Okay. He good. See, it's court ordered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, court ordered that. That's what he call it. Snitchy Mouse, aka court ordered.
So let me ask you something.
Talk your shit, B.
You finger popped anything while you was out here?
Of course.
You a finger popper?
We in Miami, B.
I'm a fan of finger poppers.
I got the ring pop.
He's in the ring.
I put the ring pop when I finger pop.
That's like a finger pop rubber.
Yeah, there it is.
That's like a rubber for the finger pop right there.
I learned from my OG over there. And you take, add in.
You're talking about Sunny DBT.
Yeah, I fuck with you, man.
Holy moly guacamole. So who are you trying to collab with, Murder Count?
Yo, I don't really 50 like...
50 Cent? Because I see you got the vest on. You remind me of 50 Cent.
Yeah, okay. See, and he got that from me, B. You know,
really?
Yeah, you know how I do
you
it.
Harlem.
I'm from Harlem. Okay. You know, I respect the queens.
Yes, you know, that's queens.
But Harlem, yo, we was wearing vests with the Dapper Dan shit back in the day, B. We had that shit. So I would collaborate with... I like going old. Like, I'm like my man Santa Claus over here. I'll take it all the way back. Nigga, give me... I'll fuck with niggas from... You know, give me a Grandmaster Caz. You know what I mean? Give me a schoolie. I'm going there. I want to bring the old niggas back. Mm. Like straight niggas, just geriatric rap.
I'm with that.
That okay, could be hot.
No Harlem World shit. No Big L. None
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, I mean, rest in peace, Big L. But I want some like shit. Like I want some niggas before. Like I go back. The nigga who taught Dougie how to beatbox. That's my man. That's my man. It was a nigga who was spitting some shit out the chicken. Dougie walked by, stole his whole shit.
So you thinking you and Slick Rick, maybe?
Maybe. You know, maybe. I know Ricky. I know Ricky. Me and Ricky good.
Okay.
That'll be hot.
I'm gonna throw some names at you.
Go ahead. Tell me I'm Harlem. I'm Harlem. Tell me, let me know.
42 Dumb.
Yo, that's the little bitty nigga, right?
He called him little homie. I won't call him bitty.
Oh, I'm just he from Detroit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would fuck with him. I like
you
him.
You fuck with him. Okay.
His new cat, you know what I mean? You're like Murder Count.
Yeah.
42.
Okay.
In these streets, we get money together. Okay. I fuck with that. I fuck with that.
So let me just ask.
We probably not. We need your, what's your top five right now? Let's see where you at.
Murder Count don't got no top five.
Top five.
Murder Count. It's supposed to be top five. Murder Count.
Top
murder
five.
Count.
Y'all ready
murder
for
count.
This?
Murder Count. Murder Count. Count for himself.
Yeah, it should be dialogue, like dialogue, nigga. Come on, Murder Count. Don't tell me you got a top five. Don't get on top five. You're going to be soft if you get a top five. Tell me, keeping it real.
Nah, I got you. Crack. Here we go. Crack. We going to go. Number one. Rick James.
That's hard.
That's
a hard number one.
Number two. You ready for this? Bobby Brown.
Damn. You know he cooked.
I already know the common denominator. Go ahead.
You know he cooked cocaine.
Yeah, he that's
fried
why
chicken.
He's top five.
Okay, all right. All right.
That's
so
I'm
so you are. You two or two.
So I'm saying, Rick James.
The illest cocaine niggas
yeah,
in the
yeah.
world.
Illest cocaine niggas. Bobby Brown. Mick Jagger.
That's another cocaine nigga, huh?
Okay.
Mick Jagger.
Three Cokes.
Yeah.
All right.
Three Cokes.
Then we got two left, right?
Yeah. Got two left.
Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that's a bad motherfucker. I seen him in More Money, More Problems.
Exactly. Top five crack. Gotta give it to him. All day. What's the,
Pookie?
Whoa.
You forgot about Pookie?
Whoa.
You was about to forget about Pookie?
I was going to go to.
I mean, but
where you was going to go?
Pookie's at, I mean, okay.
Pookie's still a crackhead, man.
You can throw Pookie, but Pookie
okay,
technically wasn't
was
real.
Going, no, no. Murder Cow, I cut you off. I apologize. That's a problem.
Nah,
you
nah,
just
nah.
A, off.
You don't but, apologize for that shit.
I've never apologized for it, but this
yeah,
today
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, you put me on with the Pookie shit.
I said Pookie, but who you was going with?
Yo.
Pookie don't count, though.
Yeah.
Pookie count?
It's an actor. It's a role.
Yeah, you know, and I love him. That was true.
Like, he's not into acting. He's, you know,
nah,
he's real.
I'm a real Harlem, dude. This is real Harlem.
Right? Oh, right? No, I'm asking you. Is it real?
That's why we were here.
No, I was just saying, we doing this because we doing, you know, I don't really do real shit. You know what I mean? So So where I went, I started off where I said,
Rick James. Bobby mm-hmm. Brown, Charlie Sheen.
Bobby Brown.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, then Charlie Sheen.
You got to get us that fifth one.
Yeah. I'm trying
who's
to.
Who's the most cracked out?
Who's the most cracked out ever to ever be cracked out? Who should I go with? I don't want to go. It got to be a white girl somewhere. That's what I was. Like, it got to be a white girl that was fucked up off there.
Nobody got any suggestions for him?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Damn, that's two already.
Yeah.
Both of
them? Yeah, number one.
Okay.
I'm going to double it up on them. The Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins.
Wow. I don't know why I'm making noise for that.
Now, Murder Count, you know this is Drink Chance. We get it all out of everybody. Who's the most famous person, crackhead, you fuck?
the Olsen.
Yeah,
the Olsen twins. Both of them, son. Took them both down. Niggas always ask me that, B. Like, you know, I'm a sex symbol, B. Mm-hmm. So they be on me. And it's mostly the white girls, because I sell the white girls. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And they be all over me.
Some bars.
Yeah, you know, I count Crackula. I'm Harlem, baby. I'm a real one. I'm a real one from Harlem. I talk that shit. You know what I mean?
So you was born and raised in Harlem?
Born
all the way.
All the way. 125th.
125th and 79th Street, right?
No, right by the Apollo, B. Like, right.
Yeah. Like, next to it? Like, right next to it?
Yeah, but, like, on the other side.
78.
Yeah, there you go. I'm like, yeah.
I know exactly.
He know where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 125th and 77th.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
Right over there.
Okay. I'm not even from there. That don't sound right. What about your lady? What's up with your lady? Zaza the hottest? What is it?
Yeah, Zaza.
You got Zaza?
Yeah, you know, that's one of my joints, you know what I'm saying? She worth $1 billion. She like, you know, she, that's the only reason why I'm with her, you know what I mean?
You drink a pop?
With the pop.
I put my whole hand in it. Yo. One time, you know, I'm serious, son. She been on me for forever. She got a, you know,
How'd y'all meet?
Yo, she got a 6'7" twin sister.
6'7"?
Yeah.
And you had bundled up?
Yeah, she came. We was talking shit. She wanted to get a pack. Okay. I was like something, and, you know, back in the day, we got on, and we on. As simple as that. We on, she on. I might, you know. We might get it going, you know, she wanna get married to a nigga and shit. I told her I'm married to the streets, you know what I'm saying?
And you smoking that smoke champs too.
Yeah, now that smoke champs, this is real shit.
Let me tell you something.
Oh yeah, it's a smoke champ.
I smoke this cause this is lighter.
Oh.
And you on your second joint.
I'm from Harlem, B.
Sure you're not gonna get too high?
Whatever, B. In here.
You drinking that lean green.
The green lean. It's organic.
Organic Kings.
Yeah,
you make some noise for that. I get my lighter back.
Oh, yeah, but my apologies.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Let me ask you, because you know, listen, it's the obvious thing.
I need another shot.
Nigga named, I'm in. Can you give me, can you help me out? Nigga named Murder Count.
Yeah. I got bodies.
You laid something down?
Why you think Snitchy Mouth with me?
We don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
No, TV.
Yeah, because most people have murders.
You don't have really say someone called Snitchy Mouth around you.
Nah, this is what I'm saying. This is my thing. I keep it all the way real. Mm. I've been keeping it real. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't understand, B. Niggas don't understand. When you really from Harlem, you can't fake 1 ounce of anything that you about. Mm. I laid down so many niggas on my day, B. Mm. I got out because the niggas in jail, I was laying niggas down in jail.
So you got bodies?
What?
They bodies on bodies?
Count Crackula.
Bodies?
I'm Count Crackula. I keep coffins. Nigga, just coffins. Just comfortable coffins for niggas. Just
comfortable coffins.
Just whenever nigga want to lay down,
that was awesome.
I got him.
I'll just be honest. I believe you. My partner does not.
Santa Claus over there. He make believe anyway.
You think you fugazi, okay?
I don't believe. Hey, I don't believe in Santa Claus. He don't believe in me, I don't believe in him.
Cheers, Count.
But he did it. He did agree to have you come here, so.
Yeah, I'm gonna respect my partner's views.
Yeah.
I'm the hottest nigga on the block right now. I'm making your shit hot. You know how many views you gonna get because of this shit? Watch the shit.
We had 100 million right now. I don't know how much you help us.
200. 200 million.
But when fuck, I believe this nigga.
No.
We gonna go to 200 million.
He can have back.
EFN double NOP. Listen. I guarantee you, mark my word, it's going to be your biggest interview ever. Your biggest. Right. Watch this. Watch it count go crazy. I'm the streets right now. TikTok, Likey, all that shit.
So if we bring Big Vamp in right now, we good.
We good. I'm the streets.
Because he's here. Big Vamp is good.
Tell Big Ben.
Snitchy almost left.
Was that because you got security? You got tight security.
Them niggas from out of town, B. When I move cross state, I gotta go with them.
Well, I felt like you rolled like Floyd Mayweather. We had Floyd Mayweather on here. Right. He had a lot of security. But they rolled in style. No. I feel like this is where you at in your life. Is that what you get?
I'm just saying.
For one hit record?
That's court ordered. That's all it is. They not really security. They more like my PO.
Okay.
But it's fine because, you know, they let me carry
you
my
got
gun.
Court ordered security.
And
yeah.
PO.
Yeah. If they let me long as I
can. You got the ankle brace on?
It's a little weird.
Nah, I just got it off.
But you said you had it on.
And you got a handcuff?
But that's why he here. Yo, I got.
What you mean? He's got the ankle brace on?
Break the law, B.
Okay, so before we started this, I knew you didn't like the guy. I I liked it, the guy.
I'm not gonna say I didn't like the guy.
You liked the
I wasn't feeling the vibe of what he was trying to get out there.
You think he's corny? This is clear. This is the clip.
I mean, I love.
You think he's corny?
I'm from Harlem, B. I don't wanna be corny. I'm from where it all come from. The flyest niggas.
I don't think Harlem knows you from Harlem though.
Man,
he's from Harlem.
Yo, somebody come get Santa Claus, B. Come get shit.
125th and 69th Street.
Yeah, all the way down. Wait, hold up, son. I see what you doing to me, B.
I got you, bro. I know where he's from.
Next to the White Castle.
Yeah.
And the fish spot.
Yo, this.
You can't be from Harlem without having a fish spot. What's your favorite juice bar? What's your favorite juice bar in Harlem?
Yo, shit you just gave me right here is where this shit come from? The Lean Green?
Definitely not the question I asked you, sir.
What is
your favorite? Because, you know, everyone from Harlem, y'all do pull-ups, right?
Yeah, I do mad pull-ups.
Niggas do pull-ups. Y'all hang out with people like the bartenders. Yeah. What is your favorite juice bar from your hood?
One over there by Apollo.
Okay, Apollo is, okay, 125th Street. I get it. All right. That would be 120. That would be Juices of Life.
Juicy, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck with that. You be over there?
Okay, yeah. That would be Styles P Juice Bar. I want to start out with saying Styles P Juice Bar.
Yeah, shout out to my man. I used to be in the locks.
Hey, Murder Cap.
Oh, man.
Let's talk about
it. We need to call the locks and make sure that he was in the locks.
Let's talk about
I was in.
Was you on the verses?
I was right over there to the left, right over there, right with Styles.
Right, let's just be clear. You know, that's Yonkers. That's not.
No, that's why I quit. Niggas wasn't Harlem enough. I said, yo, y'all would be so much harder if y'all was from Harlem. Niggas, we wanna be from Yonkers, son, whatever. Y'all niggas go ahead and be on your way. It used to be called the Crack Locks.
The Crack Locks?
I can see that.
The Crack Locks.
Great name, right?
I can see that. It was the Crack Locks.
Cause we crack locks.
Crack warlocks.
Yeah.
Crack warlocks. I can see that.
Niggas just didn't wanna listen, B. They could have been the biggest thing since the Bee Gees. Mm.
But I thought you was with them at Versus.
I left.
After Versus?
Oh, no, I was, you know, I pull up. It's been like 20 years. I'm the biggest nigga out. They was happy to have me over there. You know what I mean? Fat Joe was over there.
He was going
to
perform your record?
I would have shut the whole shit down. The Madison Square.
It would have been a rap.
They ain't ready for me, B. Madison Square Garden is small potatoes to me, B. Mm. I do Wembley.
So let me ask you. You only got one record right now.
It's all I need.
As of right now.
So how many you
would
got?
You
how many
you got? Would you do a Versus?
Yeah, me.
Who you looking at to do a Versus with your one joint?
I think I can go ahead. I can go ahead and get that Soulja Boy.
I was thinking Joe Budden, like you and
Joe. Oh, yeah, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Count crack.
Count crack. Count crack. Count crack. Count crack. I'm counting crack.
Yeah. Pump it up. Pump it up.
I guess pump it up.
Yeah, I got it. You think? All day.
You smoking Joe Budden?
All day. Roll them up and smoke them.
Who you got?
Not Joe Budden, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you got Calvin Crack?
Oh, no. I'm not saying between them.
No,
I don't see that versus. I don't see that versus.
No, one hit.
The Soulja Boy versus makes more sense.
No, Soulja Boy got way more than one hit.
Soulja Boy was short him regardless.
Right now, he only got one hit. We don't even know.
Yo, you so disrespectful.
Yeah, he a little disrespectful.
I'm going to preach
you. Hey, man, I'm letting you get away with the fucking Santa Claus shit. So relax, all right? You in my house.
No, what I'm saying. Come crack against Pump It Up right now.
That's real shit, man.
Right now.
Pump It Up wins.
I'm counting crack.
Oh, shit,
at the White House, counting crack. Bring it back. We'll do the horn. Do the horn. Bang, crack.
No, I didn't finish. I didn't give it the horn.
Come on. Come on.
Crack. In the street, counting crack. In my drawer, crack. In my sleep, they counting crack. got the White House counting crack, going to moon counting crack, winter counting crack, till it's June. Crack. You see, I got the Sesame Street shit in there, too. 1, 2, 3, See, Santa Claus fuck with it.
I see American Horror Stories, right?
Right.
Where they
right.
played a movie,
mm-hmm.
and then the people got possessed. And they watched this movie and killed other people.
Right? Where's this
the closest
going?
Thing I've ever seen to this.
You want to count crack when you
I want to count crack right now.
You want
right
to
I want to go.
You want to regress in life.
I want to go back to my hood right now, Left Rack City, and count crack. That's that lean.
I think we lost
that's
them on
exactly
the lean.
How, that's exactly how it happens. And this is why we don't interview new niggas. They either give us one word answers.
We got one song, one word answers, and he's done.
But listen.
We do 3-hour interviews. Look at this.
Yeah, that's okay. He count crack.
That's not okay.
In my mind, he counting crack.
We got to do better for the culture, brother.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, cool. On one side, I agree with you, because I'm really pro-black, Afrocentric. I'm all
what does that have to do with counting crack, man?
But I also want to count crack. So, yo, listen, this Dirt Jazz Podcast.
Is he over? Somebody check his pulse.
Hey, man, it's not what we do over here.
His entourage needs to check his pulse, make sure he's alive.
Once he signs the thing, we are great. He got a crew, he got a security, he got
come
everybody.
Come on, man, we get canceled after this, man.
Hey, man, we've been canceled before.
And they're going to be like, Drink Champs drunk him like this. This is lean. We don't do none of that shit.
He didn't take a shot with us. He didn't take a drink
take
with us.
One day
he didn't do none of that with us.
He did smoke the smoke
champ. He did smoke the smoke champ joints, which was your idea. So.
All right, but if y'all want to take pictures with him, you can just take it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the crew want to take pictures.
Here. One love, Drink Champs, wrap it up, goddammit. Woo!
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter. And most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.